The Jaguars defense has played markedly better the last two games, but not good enough to win. Missed tackles, offside penalties on third down, and blown coverages have provided the opponent with extra opportunities, and they've taken advantage. Auto linebacker JT Thomas knows too well what mistakes cost and how a different outcome on a play here or there could have made all the difference.
The thing that sticks out to me most in my head is me maybe missing a tackle here that could have stopped a one-yard run. It could have made it a one-yard play rather than a seven-yard play. You know, so that's something that we'll really have to focus on over these next couple of weeks if we want to have success.
Thomas doesn't dispute the defense has played below expectations through six games, but he likes what he's seen the last 2 weeks as the Jaguars have held the Steelers and Titans to an average of just 16.5 points, which represents a huge jump from the 38 points per game they gave up in the first month of the season.
We've took a little time to go over some of the finer details, really getting back to who we are. Coach Babbitt does a good job at keeping us connected, you know, to our vision, to our personal goals as a defense.
He was quick to point out the run numbers, which show they gave up just 90 rushing yards per game the last two, and what that means to their overall performance.
Because it's important to us. And to any good defense to make our offenses one-dimensional, to be tough and stout against the run, any good defense, you know, we have to be able to stop the run.
On Sunday, the Jaguars hope to improve their performance against the tight end, which has been troublesome in all six games. This week, it's Pro Bowler Jordan Cameron, and this week, it's on Thomas.
People are going to understand that, you know, and we've really got a good dose of it around the league, you know, the kind of impact a tight end, you know, can have on the game, in the seams, you know, deep in the middle of the field, big bodies, you know. So it'll definitely be a tall task for us, but we're up for it.
JT wears a big smile most of the time, which tells you he's enjoying the ride, even if it's a bumpy 0-6. He's not just happy to be playing pro ball. He's excited to be playing professional football in Jacksonville.
I tell people all the time, even last year, I didn't truly know our record until around maybe draft when the season was well over, because we never really look at things like that here. You know, we're always striving to be the best we can be as a person, you know, in our everyday walk.
That smile figures to be a lot bigger and brighter if the Jaguars can claim their first win on Sunday against Cleveland. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.